Earth Sky.
Welcome to Earth Sky 22, your weekly dose of science and music from Austin, Texas. I'm Michael Brennan. This week, Jupiter at opposition, music from the Eastern Sea, and a curious photo that's made its way around the internet, three planets directly above the Giza pyramids. We'll talk to astronomer Phil Plait, aka the bad astronomer, about this photo and what's happening with those three planets this week. Here's your scientist soundbite.
But it won't be until 2021 again that Jupiter's back closest to where it is now at this year's opposition. So this is a very wonderful time to see the planet Jupiter.
That's skywatching expert Deborah Bird. More with her in a few. But first, science news of the week with Emily Howard. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks, Mike. Scientists at Columbia University and the National Center for Atmospheric Research have announced a new system that adapts techniques used in modern weather prediction to generate local forecasts of seasonal influenza outbreaks. By predicting the timing and severity of the outbreaks, the system can eventually help health officials and the general public better prepare for them. The study was published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
People around the world viewed the penumbral eclipse of the moon on November 28th. As usual, some swore they could not see an eclipse happening. That's because a penumbral eclipse is a very subtle kind of eclipse. It happens when the lighter penumbral shadow of Earth falls on the moon's face. This light penumbral shadow on the moon is a beautiful sight to behold for those with the patience to look. See some beautiful photos of the eclipse at earthsky.org.
A large and violent tornado struck southern Italy on November 28th. As of this recording, at least 20 people were injured, and there are confirmed reports of at least 3 deaths from this destructive tornado. For more information on this event, visit earthsky.org.
Astronomers have discovered vast comet belts surrounding two nearby planetary systems called GJ581 and 61 Vir. They determined that the systems must have at least 10 times more comets than in our own solar system's Kuiper belt. The planets in both systems are known as super-Earths, covering a range of masses between 2 and 18 times that of our Earth. Interestingly, however, there is no evidence for a giant Jupiter or Saturn mass planets in either system. That's science news of the week. Thanks, Emily.
No problem.
Song of the week is by the Eastern Sea. It's off their 2012 release titled Plague. This one's called Wasn't for Love.
Someday soon, maybe you'd fear me too.
To play, stop.
You're listening to EarthSky 22. Find us as EarthSky on Facebook, EarthSky Science on Twitter, and at earthsky.org. Deborah Bird is here to talk about planet Jupiter at opposition. Welcome, Deborah.
Hello, Mike. Right, Jupiter at opposition. So what that means basically is that Earth is passing between the Sun and Jupiter, and that's something that we do every year. It always brings the best time of the year to see Jupiter, and that's what's going on right now. So Earth will be passing between the Sun and Jupiter at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on December 2nd. That's according to our clocks here in the United States. It'll actually be December 3rd at 2 a.m. London time. So that's Jupiter's opposition, Earth between the Sun and Jupiter, 2 a.m. London time on December 3rd.
So is that when we should look at for it at 2 a.m. or should we look for it at 8 p.m. here in the U.S.?
Well, actually, you don't have to worry about the time on the clock. So because Earth is opposite the Sun, when the Sun is up, it's daytime. And when the Sun is down, it's nighttime. And Jupiter's opposite the Sun. So you can look for Jupiter any time of night. So Jupiter's opposite the Sun. It's rising in the east when the Sun is going down in the west. And it's highest in the sky at midnight, and it's setting in the west at dawn when the Sun is rising in the east. So that's going to be happening around December 2nd, 3rd, Jupiter up all night long. Very easy to see because it's the brightest object in the sky for most of the night until Venus rises shortly before dawn.
Okay, cool. So if you want to see it all night long, you just look for it when the Sun is setting, look in the opposite direction, look in the east. And
that's right.
Watch it rise.
That's right.
Great. So I understand Jupiter is pretty close this year.
That's right. This is the closest opposition of Jupiter until the year 2021. And so what's the reason for that? Well, you have to think about Jupiter now in its orbit around the Sun, and Earth takes 1 year to orbit the Sun. So we have this opposition of Jupiter every year, once a year. Actually, it's every 13 months when Earth passes between the Sun and Jupiter in our smaller, faster orbit around the Sun. But now think about Jupiter's orbit. Jupiter takes 12 years to go around the Sun. And Jupiter's orbit isn't exactly a circle. It's more like a circle that someone sat down on. It's what's called an ellipse. So that means that Jupiter has a closest point to the Sun and a farthest point from the Sun. Jupiter was closest to the Sun in its 12-year orbit in 2011. So if Jupiter's closest to the Sun, when we go between the Sun and Jupiter, that means Jupiter is particularly close to us. So Jupiter was at its closest to us last year in 2011. But this year in 2012, it's still pretty close. And after this year, Jupiter's going to be getting farther, 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 farther from the Sun in its orbit, so farther from us at the time of opposition. So Jupiter will be farthest from the Sun in the year 2017, but it won't be until 2021 again that Jupiter's back closest to where it is now at this year's opposition. So this is a very wonderful time to see the planet Jupiter.
Great. So I assume it's also a wonderful time to point some binoculars or a telescope up and see if you can see some of the moons orbiting Jupiter.
Yeah, definitely. If you have a telescope, that would be awesome because you'd be able to see, you know, some of the moons. You'd be able to see the beautiful cloud bands that go across Jupiter. They don't look like they do from the Hubble Space Telescope images of Jupiter, but you can definitely see bands going across the disk of Jupiter, and that's really cool. But with an ordinary pair of binoculars, you might be able to see Jupiter's moons. And so you'll want to be in a place that's as dark as possible. If you're in the city, you'll want to stand in the shadow of a building or the shadow of a tree and get yourself, you know, into as dark a place as possible. Aim your binoculars up at this very bright object, brightest object in the sky for most of the night. And, you know, you might see these little tiny dots of light running across the mid part of Jupiter. And those will be one or two or more of Jupiter's four largest moons, which are called the Galilean satellites.
Yeah, I did that last year, and it was really cool.
Oh, far out.
Yeah. Okay, Jupiter at opposition. Look for it in the night sky. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
Thank you, Mike.
EarthSky's Deborah Bird, and we're EarthSky, a clear voice for science. Here's a new track from Jesse Woods. It's called Danger in the Dance Hall.
SOS, I need an angel now.
Listening to EarthSky 22. Thanks for listening. There's an image of three planets aligned over the peaks of the Giza pyramids that's making its rounds on social networks. Below the image is the caption, "This only happens once in 2,737 years." I Skyped with astronomer Phil Plate about this image and what's actually happening with the planets this week. Dr. Plate, welcome to EarthSky.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So this image that's going around on the internet, there's three planets above the Egyptian pyramids, and it's said that they will line up on December 3rd, and they've put this number of this only happens at once every 2,737 years. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, pictures like this go viral fairly often on the internet, and sometimes there's a grain of truth to them, and most of the time, in general, they're pretty wrong. And this has got a little bit of both. First of all, on December 3rd of this year, there will be a quote-unquote alignment of the planets. Now, the planets go around the sun just like the Earth goes around the sun, and from here on the Earth, we see them moving across the sky, and they pass each other all the time. Earlier this year, you could see Jupiter and Venus next to each other, and it was quite beautiful. To have three planets near each other is a little bit more rare, and that is going to happen on the morning of December 3rd. It's going to take several days for this whole thing to set up. You can go out every morning and watch the planets move. But if you went out right before sunrise on December 3rd, you would see Mercury and then Venus and then Saturn in order of height off the horizon. Now, what I did is I looked at this picture of these three planets over the pyramids and went, that doesn't look right to me. So I went and used some planetarium software to see exactly what the planets would look like from that area in Egypt. And it turns out, well, they're not perfectly on a line, you know, kind of. Saturn's off a little bit. But worse, the way they're angled off the horizon is more vertical. In the picture, they're more horizontal. And I don't think you're going to be able to get into a position such that the planets and the pyramids line up like they're shown in that picture.
Right. It's all about perspective. But in this case, the planets just aren't going to be visible in the fashion that the image depicts.
Well, I certainly don't think you could see all three pyramids and all three planets with the planets lined up over the apex of each pyramid the way it's shown. I don't think that's going to work. And certainly the picture's wrong because they have the pyramids backwards. They took a picture from the wrong direction. And you know, the picture's just supposed to be sort of, you know, explanatory.
Right.
But people are looking at it thinking it's real. And in fact, it's clearly been faked because the alignment hasn't even happened yet. So how do you take a picture of something that hasn't happened?
Right. So the planets will line up and it's going to be a cool sight, but it's a somewhat frequent occurrence, right?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. This is going to be cool when you can see planets in the sky close to each other. They're bright and they're pretty. And so it's absolutely worth getting up in the morning. I'm hoping to do it if it's clear here where I live. I'll go out and take a look. It's a nice thing to see. The way it's set up in this picture that's going around, I saw it on Facebook, but it's also on Google Plus and a lot of other social media. It's not really accurate. And the idea that this only happens every 2,700 years, like, well, and having them line up with something on the Earth is not that hard to do. They picked the pyramids, which have a lot of, you know, New Age mystical significance. But you can pick anything. You know, there could be three trees in your front yard or whatever. There's an event called Manhattan Henge, where the sun sets right along one of the big avenues in New York twice a year. I think it's on the equinoxes or the solstices. But, you know, these things line up on occasion. You just have to know where they're going to be and pick it and try to get something that's really photogenic.
Great. I wanted a voice of reason to clarify that. And do you want to mention anything about where to find your blog for our listeners?
I write about things like this all the time on my Bad Astronomy blog, which is hosted by Slate Magazine. If you go to slate.com, it's there. And there will always be more things like this. And if you find my blog, you'll probably find what's really going on. You know, when you see a picture like this and it just gets spread around, people aren't that familiar with the sky and they read something on the net and they go, oh, well, it must be true. That's not usually the case. These pictures do show up. They do go viral. There's all sorts of stuff going on out there. A good place to go also is Snopes.com, but there are a ton of places you can go to find out what's really happening there. And I try to write about these when I can as well.
Astronomer Phil Plait. Check out his Bad Astronomy blog at Slate Magazine. That's our show. Thanks for joining us. This week's show was recorded in Earth Sky Studio B in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Special thanks to our musical contributors, The Black and White Years, The Eastern Sea, Sleep Good, Jesse Woods, and 100 Flowers. For more on the science or the music you heard, please visit earthsky.org. Until next week, be good to one another. I'm Michael Brennan. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science. There are too many artists, too much art, and not enough genius, I believe. Science is the art of the next age. There are so many artists, too much hype, and not enough reason, I'm afraid. Silence is the song of the next age. But what we don't know won't hurt us.
what we don't know won't keep us up at night. What we don't know won't hurt us. But we don't know, but we don't know, but we don't. What you don't know won't hurt ya. What you don't know won't have you terrified. What you don't know won't hurt ya. But you don't know, but you don't know, but you don't. The art of the next stage. What you don't know won't have you terrified. What you don't know won't hurt ya. How about you won't?